Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's welcome into the program certainly one of the experts. If there's an expert, it's Clark Kellogg, who joins us this morning. And Clark, we really appreciate you taking time here in Atlanta with John and Hugh. Morning to you, Clark.
Hey, good morning, John. Hugh, good to be with you guys. Nice to have 48 games under our belt and some pretty intriguing Sweet 16 matchups as we get ready for the action on Thursday. But I'm glad to be going home for a couple of days to regroup and recalibrate.
No question about that. Some great games being played. You know, me and John have been kind of going over it all morning. And would you consider Oregon to be the Cinderella in this tournament so far?
Yeah, you could actually go there. I mean, they're a double-digit seed, and they've been phenomenal making their way into the tournament. As you guys well know, they were not going to be in the field had it not been for that Pac-12 championship tournament run they went on, and they actually are not playing like a 12 seed. I mean, they're playing. Took a while for them to find themselves after losing Bol Bol, but a credit to those kids and to Dana Altman and his staff, they reestablished who they were and what they were going to be about, and they're as hot as anybody left playing. I think in the last five second halves, they've outscored folks by an average of 12, 13 points a game, which is quite remarkable. So they're rolling.
They are rolling. Everybody here is rolling at some degree because you made the Sweet 16. Let's talk about somebody, though, that's not here because I want to get your impression. Clark Kellogg, of course, arguably the top college basketball analyst in the country. CBS joining John and Hugh this morning talking about the Sweet 16. Taco Fall was not listed on anybody's draft board that I could find, Clark. No one's. But after that performance yesterday, and you could talk about the game itself because it was so great. Did Taco Fall play himself into the NBA?
Well, I mean, being on the draft board is one thing. Getting a chance to play in the league is another. You know, there's only 60 draft slots anyway. I'm not sure. The game is really different than it was 25 years ago. I don't know if there's a place for Taco in the league, but obviously that young man's got a lot more going for him than just hoops and being as tall as he is. But I think he may get a shot in terms of somebody at least inviting a man to take a look up close in a workout. And from there, I don't know what will happen. But I wouldn't project him as an NBA player in today's game. But, hey, it's like selling a house. You just need one buyer.
Right.
One person to put in an offer that you like, and you're off and running.
Well, the one buyer may be Zion Williamson, who may say to his new team, hey, draft that guy because, I mean, what? But, Clark, talk to me about everything that game was. It was Taco Fall versus Zion Williamson. It was Johnny Dawkins against Coach K. It was Aubrey Dawkins, who otherwise would have been the superstar of the game.
Yeah.
You know, and the finish, the way Duke came back, and the missed shot at the end, and oh, my God.
Well, you covered the bases. I mean, a lot of branches on that tree. Clearly, it went to the top of the list in terms of top games for all of the things you mentioned, quality of play. Obviously, the Knights, I think I charted it. I think the Knights won six, maybe seven of the ten 4-minute segments that you look at during a game, and still found themselves coming up short. And it happens that way in any game, but particularly this time of year in the tournament. It's one and done. A ball rolls a certain way. A call bounces your way. I mean, both teams played at a high level. And you can make a case that both deserve to win, but we know the reality is only one can. And Duke, credit those guys, man. Zion made a big-time play to get that and-one opportunity. Barrett comes up with an offensive rebound on a missed free throw where – had Taco Fall not fouled out, perhaps he's there to get that rebound. So a lot of top-level plays, and Duke survives, and I think the game of the tournament thus far.
You know, when I look at Zion Williamson and I look at his stature, I can't believe that this dude is 18 years old. What do you see his upside being in the NBA? I know he has a tremendous upside, but what type of player do you see him being in the NBA?
You know what, Hugh and John, I would just kind of like to see it play out. I'm not sure. I don't know if I could even project. I mean, certain guys that come into the league with a certain skill set, you kind of project, and a defined position. I don't, you know, me, Wally, and Charles were talking about. Wally thinks he can play the two, which is interesting.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, I mean, and again, this is just, you know, off-air barbershop kind of talk.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He's got great skill, and he's got great savvy and intelligence out there, and obviously the physical gifts are of another level for a guy of that, for a young man of that size. So I think he'll be an impact player. It's hard to project superstardom for any player. You just don't know how that'll play out. But I think he's going to have a tremendous career and great impact wherever he lands in the NBA.
We're talking with Clark Kellogg, a lead college basketball analyst for CBS, joins us live on the WaveForward.com hotline this morning as we break down the Sweet 16. Clark, I can't find the stat. I don't know why I can't, and I'm not asking you to come up with it off the top of your head. I've asked our audience to kind of dig around and see if they can find it. I'm not sure.
They'll track it down for you, John.
Yeah, I know they will. I'm not sure. You know, in all the years I've watched college basketball, since the tournament went to 64 teams back 35 years ago or so, I don't think we've ever had all four number ones, all four number twos, and all four number threes. I've never seen a tournament go this chalk, ever.
Yeah, you know what? That's interesting. We didn't have a chance after we got off the air. Typically, our research crew will have that. So I'm sure somebody will bring it up. But I was wondering about it as well, so I'm not sure. But clearly, we've got the top three number ones, right? Yeah, well, yeah, we've got all of the top three seeds. And then I think Auburn is an outlier as a five. And then you've got Oregon as a 12. Am I missing somebody? I think that's it, right? In terms of outside of the top three seed lines. Yeah, Florida State's a four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, outside of the top three.
Yeah, you have two fours, a five, and a 12. And then everybody else is all the number ones, all the number twos, and all the number threes. I cannot believe, without even looking for the stat, that that's ever happened.
Well, if it has happened, it's only one other time, maybe twice. But I can't recall it, and I've been involved with the tournament with CBS since 93 and Final Four since 97. So I can't recall the time that it's been this chalky.
So now, as we look at it, Clark Kellogg, did Duke survive the biggest scare? In other words, when Aubrey Dawkins' tip rolled off the front of that iron and fell to the floor and the clock went to 0-0, did Duke win the national title because that's the scare they were going to get?
Oh, heck no. No, I didn't think they would. I mean, they're favorites, but, I mean, you can see that there's ways that you can make it tough for them. You keep the lane plugged. You make shots. You attack. You got to take care of the ball because live ball turnovers are lethal because they're going to make you pay if you have live ball turnovers. But if you keep it in the half court, compete on the glass, they've got tremendous talent. But, no, they're the favorites, but not by a prohibitive margin. So, no, it didn't change anything. You get scared during this tournament. Most championship teams do have a game where they've got to survive and make a play to get through six. But, no, they didn't win the national championship. They just survived is what they did. That's what the reality is. They survived to play again.
So as you look around and we see everybody is hot, but there is that one team that, you know, gets on that kind of UConn roll, you know, I mean, where they just can't – and nothing goes wrong for them from their conference tournament on, and that's Auburn. And right now they're on that UConn kind of roll where they've taken a four-game run through the conference tournament. Now they've turned it into six, and now they get North Carolina in the next round. And Auburn is that team that is probably, of all the teams, the hottest at the moment in that regard.
Well, I would agree with you. I would put Oregon in that category as well. I mean, when you have to – I mean, Auburn was going to get in that large bid. But you're right, they're playing with great confidence, great momentum. They're facing a team that is right in line or on the same line of championship favorite as Duke and Gonzaga and Virginia in North Carolina. They have been dominant rebounding all year long, and in the tournament it's been, like, ridiculous. I think they've doubled up the rebound numbers in the two tournament games they've played on the opponent. And we know Auburn is not a very big team, but they're extremely quick, very confident, and outstanding shooting the ball from the three. And that's going to be, I think that one will be on rollerblades in terms of pace. And then it's a matter of execution and shot making. And can Auburn rebound competitively. They don't have to win the glass, but they've got to rebound competitively to have a chance against Carolina.
You know, talking about these teams and what could potentially happen, would you be surprised if the Houston Cougars won it all?
No, I would be surprised if they won it all. I wouldn't be surprised if they got to Minneapolis. Their matchup with Kentucky, P.J. Washington status is obviously a huge marquee headline in that one as we move towards the game. But I like Houston's toughness. I like their shot-making ability in the backcourt and on the perimeter. They rebound at a high level. You know they're going to fight, and they won't be afraid. None of these teams, obviously, you get to the Sweet 16. You don't luck your way to the Sweet 16. You've got to play your way there. So, I wouldn't be surprised. These are all really high-quality matchups that we've got on tap for the next couple of rounds.
All right, so, Clark, final question here. Who right now, if you're redoing your bracket, wins it all?
If I was redoing it, I'm going to stay with the way I've got it because mine looks pretty unscathed in terms of this stage. I've got Virginia, Houston coming out of the although I would change probably my Houston pick to the Final Four now with Carolina. But I like Gonzaga, and I still like Michigan State out of the East, and I still like Gonzaga to win it all.
All right, so he's staying with Gonzaga to win it all. Clark, we appreciate your taking a few minutes. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, John. You take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.